So, tonight we're going to kind of continue on the same line from last week. And it's that idea that we understand we have basic physical needs, that they're essential to life. But we also want to understand that mentally and emotionally we have some basic needs that are essential to living life in a healthy way, right? And so if we don't have them, it can make it very difficult to live. But it's not as obvious as like oxygen, food, water. There's things that we need, but we don't necessarily know what those are. And if we do understand this is something I need, we have a struggle with figuring out, okay, where do I actually go to get that? And sometimes, especially when it comes to addiction and other things, we're a lot of times looking for those things in the wrong places. And so tonight we're going to talk about the idea. Last week we talked about finding value, and so tonight we want to focus on finding hope. And this is from scriptures. It says hope deferred, or kind of when you have some you're expecting and it's pushed away, maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. And so kind of talk about that a bit and a few other different portions of scripture as well that kind of speak to this. And so we can define hope in a few different ways. First off, it's a desire for some good accompanied with the expectation or belief that it can be obtained. And so we have that hope that we're looking forward to something. And there's something that we figure, okay, it is actually possible to get this, and so we have hope for it. Secondly, it can be confidence in a future event, that we're thinking something's going to happen, and so it could be, say, you're expecting your team to get into the playoffs or something like that, right? If you're an Oilers fan, that's not been a very bright hope for quite a while, but things could change. You never know. Hope springs eternal, as they say. But also that which gives promise and expectation of good. So when we have something is our hope, that's kind of that, the way that is defined. And so having hope can be a very powerful force in our lives. When we have it, we can get through a lot of difficulty and hardship. And it's always, I think we always enjoy hearing these stories of guys where they have like seemingly impossible odds, but yet they don't give up. They think, yes, I can do it. They have hope when it seems nobody else has any hope. Everybody's given up hope, and you see them succeed. And it can be something where you see someone that's dealing with, say, some kind of terrible disease, and they're fighting it. And say it's cancer, and they keep going, and they end up actually beating it, even though the doctors would say, well, they had no hope at all. And so that's a remarkable thing to happen. And when a person has hope, then that can mean a big difference, right? But the thing is, if we lose hope, we can lose the will to fight, even the will to live. And I think any of you who've been involved in coaching sports at all, it's something you can sometimes see with your team. Like if they have hope, they can battle back from a big deficit and still emerge victorious, right? But at a certain point, like especially if it's like a blowout, then you just kind of see with the whole team, it just kind of, they're deflated and they did, well, why even bother trying? Might as well just forfeit the game because they're not going to make it. But it's the thing, we can lose the will to fight, we can even lose the will to live. And that's sometimes you see someone, especially if in when you're thinking of in terms of palliative care, where someone you would think, okay, well, maybe they could turn around, but what's happened is they've kind of the light's gone out, and I just think, well, what's the point anymore? And it's sometimes sad when they lose that they could actually have a longer life, you would think, but they just say, no, I'm not going to fight, I'm just going to let it go. And that's kind of the thing, that sometimes I think all of us can be at that point where things look so dark and we've lost hope, and we think, well, what's the point of even continuing? And so we realize that we need to have hope. Hope is something very essential to our lives. And so we recognize the value of having an optimistic outlook just for mental health. Like, I think all of us have been around people that are really negative and pessimistic, and a lot of times you realize, okay, I don't really want to be around this person. They're just going to pull me down, right? And it's a lot better to be around someone that's optimistic. It's better to have that where you're looking for the good and what could happen, not just the worst case scenario all the time. But that's not always easy to do. When just different circumstances occur, it can be hard to maintain hope. And so just a few examples. Say if you have a loss of stability, and especially we can think of this in this area financially, right? Where when oil was booming, it's like everybody was making money hand over fist, and it was great, and you could spend and not really think about saving money or anything like that. But of course, now that things have taken a bit of a downturn, like you have different people that are really struggling and thinking about it. And it can be also relationship-wise, too, that you have someone in your life you think is going to be there all the time, and suddenly they're gone. And it could be through any number of ways, whether it's through death, whether it's through separation. Many different things happen. That can be very difficult. Sometimes we have significant obstacles we can face, and that you can think of in terms of financial. I'd say if we're in a debt and we're not sure how to get out of that, or say if we've got an accident, we have to recover from that, and the stresses that brings on. Or just different things that we're maybe dealing with in our life. Sometimes it can be just physical and other things that are maybe we have limits that we didn't have before. Sometimes it can be significant setbacks, and that's sometimes what happens, where you're making progress, things are going good, you think, okay, finally going to turn the corner, and then something happens and it's like you're right back to square one. And any time I think any of us experience that, it's so deflating, because you think you're so close and you're further away than before. It can be discouraging diagnoses. And so this is a lot of times you can have, say, where your doctor will give you the news and it's not good news, and basically, and I think there's some doctors where their mindset is like, well, we want to give them like no, like we want to just be like kind of stone cold and give them kind of worst case scenario, so then that way they're kind of steel themselves for that, and so that way if they don't want to give false hope, so sometimes they don't give any hope, which is not always very nice, but you hear that, and like if a person gets like here's a C word, then it's like, okay, what am I going to do with this? And can I beat this, or is it going to beat me? And so finding those things out can be very devastating. A lack or a loss of support. That sometimes we can go through some difficult things if we know we have people that we can count on, people that can help us. But then sometimes what happens, right? We've been there for someone else maybe, but then when we really need it, they're gone. And there's nothing we can do about that. And so it just, where it's sort of the times where we're looking for help and we think somebody can help me, and then we find out, no, they're not interested to be that for me. Sometimes when we're surrounded by negativity from others, and that's, I think all of us have had different people in our life where sometimes we just realize, okay, this is kind of a toxic person I just need to avoid. because they're not putting me in any good frame of mind. But it's kind of the thing, like, we can fight against what they say, but it can sometimes get to a point where we start thinking, well, maybe they're right. And we're in that state, and that's not good. But then as well, we can have times of repeated failure despite significant effort, where we've tried something and we failed, and said, well, I'll give it another try, not going to give up, and we fail again. And it can happen a lot. And so when we think of those things, all of these contribute to that. And of course, especially when we think in terms of if we're dealing with different issues, and specifically with what we're talking about with our struggles with addictions, we recognize a lot of these factors work together to drive us towards discouragement and despair, where we've made progress, maybe we've been sober for a while, but then something happens and we end up falling off again, and we just, part of us just says, well, what's the use? I'm always going to have this problem. I'm never going to get victory, right? And we can get into that place, and that's just what addiction can do to us, is just put us to that place where we're hitting rock bottom, and we just think, what's the use? What's the point? But we have a phrase we hear, where there's life, there's hope, and that's certainly true, but I think the reverse is also true. Where there's hope, there's life. Because if we can still have hope, we're going to be able to keep going, right? If we've lost hope, it's very hard to continue life. And so we need to maintain hope to maintain life and to maintain a quality of life, right? Where we want to have something where we have a reason to get up in the morning, something that is like, okay, this is what gives me drive, this is what gives me focus, I'm going to try to reach for this, and even if I'm just taking small steps towards it, I'm going to keep going, right? And so that's what we need, that's important. And so to trying to find and maintain hope, we need to ask two questions. And so the first is, what am I hoping for? And this is something to consider in terms of our expectations. And we do have to evaluate, do I have reasonable expectations, especially if we're placing our hopes in a certain person, right? Because sometimes we can place expectations on someone where, even if, as much as they might want to be able to fulfill those expectations, they're just not able to. And so we have to evaluate that. Sometimes we're disappointed, but it's because we've placed unreasonable expectations on other people. And sometimes we even place them on ourselves. I think as men, a lot of times we think, well, I've got to be strong. I've got to be able to do this. I've got to be able to push myself and never show that I'm weak, where we end up burning ourselves out because we don't evaluate that. So we want to think about that. What am I hoping for? But secondly, and I think most importantly, what or who am I hoping in? And so we want to think, okay, what is the source of my hope? And what am I looking to? Is it a person that I'm looking to that's going to be there for me? And of course, we realize that people can't always be there for us. Sometimes we think, well, I'm hoping or relying upon what's in my bank account. And that doesn't always stay the way we want it either, right? Things happen. And so we want to think of those things and evaluate what am I hoping for and what am I hoping in. And so with that, we want to know that we can find hope, and that we can find hope in God. And so when all hope seems lost, we can find hope in God. Psalm 42:5 says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. And we see in Lamentations, And it's interesting in Lamentations, the reason why it's called that is because it's written after the city of Jerusalem has basically been totally destroyed and burnt to the ground. And it seems like there's no hope. And so Jeremiah the prophet is mourning over his city that he loved that's just basically now in ashes. But in the midst of that lamentation, there's these words. It says, verse 21, "This I recall in my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him." And so in the midst of that situation he was in, where it would seem like there was no hope at all, that he said, okay, I recall this to my mind, and this is why I have hope. That God's with us, that he's compassionate, he's faithful, and so I can hope in him. And so we actually see in Romans chapter 15 that God describes himself as the God of hope. And I don't think we a lot of times think of him in that way. Sometimes our picture of him, well, he's the God of wrath, or the God that's going to stomp on me if I do stuff. But we really want to understand God as he defines himself. And he says in Romans chapter 15, it says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." And that's the thing, is that a lot of times we're looking for just a sliver of hope in a situation. And we're happy if we have just a sliver. And you think with God, is he doesn't want to just give us a sliver. He wants to give us a big chunk of the pie, right? And he wants to us abound in hope. And we realize that if in hope there is life, it's better to have a big feed of it rather than just a tiny sliver. And so he wants us to abound in hope and experience abundant hope. And so in God, we can find hope in his word. And the thought of that is, as we look at God's word, that there's different things where we see promises that he makes. And we can have hope in those promises. Some of those, of course, we realize are what you would call conditional promises, where God says, okay, if you do this, then this is what's going to happen. And so we see as well, there's different principles that we can apply, and we can find that there is a hope as we do that, that there will be a result, and we can be thankful for that. Secondly, we can hope in his mercy. And this is a thought that there's plenty of times in our life where we need mercy, right? And a lot of times people won't be merciful to us. But we know with God that his mercy endureth forever. And so we can hope in his mercy and be thankful that he is someone that is merciful. And kind of like what Jeremiah said, it's of his mercies that we're not consumed. That if he was a really harsh God, that any time any of us did wrong, he'd just basically wipe us out. There wouldn't be any of us left on this earth, but he is very merciful to us. And as well, his salvation talks about in Lamentations 3:26, that we can both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. That there's times where we get ourselves in a real mess, and we can find hope that even though no one else is willing to help us, that he can. And remember, there's a verse in I think it's Hosea, where he says, "Oh Israel, you've destroyed yourself, but in me is your help." That he's willing to help us, even though we've totally destroyed our lives. And so, with the hope that God gives, we actually find that it gives a lot of different things to our life that are really valuable to us. That first off, it talks about in Hebrews that the hope that we have in him is an anchor for our soul. And so you kind of think of it that a lot of times we go through storms in our lives where it leaves us reeling. We don't know how to respond to the situation, and we can go through all kinds of emotions of anxiety and depression and everything else. But the hope that he gives is like an anchor, that it keeps us in a place where we're stable and we can weather those storms much better. Secondly, we see that it says, as we hope in the Lord, that he strengthens our heart. And that's the thing. Emotionally, we can become a wreck, but he can give strength to that so that we can endure those difficulties that we face. As well, Psalm 16, it talks about that we can rest in his hope. And that's the thing, is that we so often, things happen, we get filled with anxiety. He helps us with having that hope to just rest, where we can calm down, say, okay, God's going to look after this, I don't have to panic, and there's going to be a way out of this. That we find that the Bible talks about that even in difficult things, that there can be good that can come out of it. And so we can rest in that assurance. As well, it's a source of joy and happiness. That talks about, happy is he that trusts in the Lord, and that we can rejoice in hope. And so it's the thing, is that it's always when we have that expectation of good down the road that we know it's going to be worth it in the end. The things that we do, we know that when we're doing something good that God sees that and gives record of that. That those are all things that are good and are helpful. And then as well, it talks about that hope is a source of blessing and fruitfulness. And I just want to read this verse too. This is Jeremiah 17. It says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. And we go back to that verse that we began with, where it said, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it's a tree of life. And it's the thing is, when we have hope and we see that hope realized, that it gives such a boost to us. And we can learn that. And so many things that we've put our hope in and we've found that it wasn't the right source of hope, that when we find it in God, that we can experience a hope that we maybe never experienced before. And so, just want to kind of conclude with this verse and a few thoughts, but it's the idea that we go through a lot of trials, or difficulties, what you call tribulations, but it's the thought that we can glory, we can actually say, oh good, that I'm going through another difficulty, because it's the thing is that as we go through them, we develop patience and experience, and as we develop that, we also develop hope. Because we see, okay, God brought me through this trial. I got to the other side. I'm still alive. I learned something. And I'm a better person as a result of this. And so my hope doesn't make a shame. And we see through this that God loved me and he's helping me out. And I'm making it through these challenges. And so it's a thought that hope and faith work together. Hebrews 11 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so we want to recognize that we need something in someone greater than ourselves, greater than our circumstances, to both hope and trust in. Because we look out at what our circumstances are sometimes, and we would say, based on what we see in front of us, there is no hope. And so we have to look beyond that and say, okay, there's someone that's overseeing my circumstances, that's guiding me through, that's brought me in, and he can bring me through this difficulty and get me on the other side. And so it's learning that we can hope in him and trust in him. And so it's thought that God is looking for the opportunity to demonstrate to each of us that he's worthy of both our faith and our hope. And so as we learn to do so, we'll find we'll not be ashamed for putting our hope and trust in him. That it's, he says, come taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And so it's a thing is sometimes where we say, okay, Lord, this is a situation I'm in. I've tried everything I can think of and nothing's worked, okay, I'm going to give you a try. And when we do that, it's surprising what we find. And of course, we want to get to a point where we stop doing that, where we exhaust every single other possibility and then give God a chance. It's worth saying, okay, Lord, I need your help. I want to learn from you. And as we learn to walk with him, we find that he wants to help us. He wants to show himself strong for us. And when we put our hope or trust in him, that we'll find that he's going to come through. And it may not necessarily be right away. And that's kind of the way that hope is sometimes it isn't right away, but as we continue to trust, then we will see in the end that it was worthwhile. So that's the thought for tonight. Any questions or thoughts as we conclude?